1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Joining me is David Oliva. Dave is a student at L.A. Canyon College. He is studying law enforcement. He is also studying criminal justice, is looking to eventually enter the Los Angeles Police Academy. Correct, Dave?
Yes, sir. That's correct. And I'm very much looking forward to it.
We were talking, and it was very interesting, about the television show American Idol and the contestants that go on that show. You had an unusual point of view concerning the message that it sends to men.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell the audience what that was.
Well, I mean, I firmly believe that it sends a mixed message to men, and I think it's a destructive message. And I'll tell you why. The reason why I say that, Mr. Henry, is I'm studying to be LAPD. Eventually, I want to become a patrolman and work for the Los Angeles Police Department, which, in my opinion, is the best police department probably in the whole world, you know. And in order to do that, you have to know psychology. And plus, I'm going to have to go out on domestic violence calls. I'm going to have to go out on calls where, where the perpetrator might be a man who has been inflicting some kind of violence on a woman. And so I need to understand why that is.
But give me the relationship with American Idol.
Well, primarily American Idol, if you've seen this television show, and I don't know how many of your listeners are familiar at all with it, but American Idol is a TV show where they bring on contestants. A lot of them, most of them I'd say are women, most of them probably women, and the women get up and they'll sing a song or they'll be dressed, you know, the best way they know how, and they'll sing a song and like do a show, okay? Okay. Okay, Mr. Henry? You know?
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with the show.
Okay, so, all right, so then they do that, then they stand in front of three judges, one of whom is named Randy Jackson, the other of whom is named Simon Cowell, and the other of whom is named Paul Abdul. And, like, for the next 3 minutes, they cut them up almost as if they're cutting them with a knife. They talk about how big their butts are. They talk about how flat-chested they are. They talk about how their clothes are no good.
They talk about how flat-chested they are?
Well, they get into a personal appearance, you know, and they'll even say, well, you know, your voice is not that good. In other words, they lead men to believe that you can speak to a woman like this. And the women themselves, I think also, Mr. Henry, are culpable because they stand there and they smile as they're being told these very destructive personal things, and they nod their heads up and down like, yeah, okay, you know, I get it, I understand.
And so if I'm anticipating what you're going to say, Dave, and I don't mean to preempt you, but men take from that the message that it's all right to speak to a woman that way.
Well, yes, sir. Naturally, they would. And so what happens is a woman will watch, or a man will watch this on TV, and they'll watch their woman watching it on TV. Like my girlfriend watches this show on TV. And I have, I told her, I said, okay, you know, I think that you've probably, you know, gotten too much weight on. You know, I told her, I said, you know, it looks to me, and this is my own personal opinion, but it looks to me like your hips are too big, your butt area is probably too wide, you know? She gets upset with me, okay? She takes the baby, she leaves, goes over to her friend's apartment, and right now we're living with her mother, so I'm there at her mother's apartment. She's not even there, and I'm living in the back bedroom at her mother's apartment. Why did this happen? How could this happen? I'll tell you why. Because the message it sends to me from American Idol is, I'm allowed to speak that way to a woman, but when I do, they won't allow it, you know?
Well, who do you blame, man? Do you blame the TV show? Do you blame the women?
Well, I think I equally blame both the TV show and the women, mostly the women. I mean, because the women are the biggest fans of this TV show, American Idol. And yet, when you speak to them exactly the same way that the judge does on TV, they get upset. Now, my current situation is this. My woman left, and I had to go get her, you know?
And what do you mean you had to go get her?
Well, she left. She moved out and moved in with her friend.
But when you say you went and got her...
Well, I went over and got her. I said, you're not leaving. That's not fair. That's not right. So I grabbed her, and I grabbed all of her belongings. I brought her back, you know? And I told her, I said, the whole way that this started is because... What's this about, you know? And she goes, you can't speak to me like that. I said, no, I can't speak to you like that, but... American Idol can speak to you like that. And she looked at me and she went, well, you know, you got a point, okay? If you explain it, I think that way, a lot of women will get it, but then a lot of women won't.
It's an interesting point of view that American Idol talks down to women, yet when men try that, they're not allowed to.
Yes, sir, and also very important to understand, the mixed message it sends to men is very destructive because, you know, then you feel like you want to just go. I don't even want to say, you know, because I'm studying to be LAPD, but I understand how some domestic violence can result from that.
Well, you're not recommending that.
No, I'm not recommending it at all, but my woman left. I went over to get her, and I said, you know, you can't leave me because of that's a totally wrong way for you to leave me on account of that.
All right, let me give our phone number out here, Dave. It's 1-800-449-8686. David Oliva is a student of criminal justice, also studying sociology.
Yes, sir. It's required. It's also part of my minor for my law enforcement criminal justice degree.
And the idea that American Idol will get women up there, if you've ever seen this show, the women sing and then they are told that they're this is wrong and that's wrong and this is wrong and that's wrong, and they don't get angry.
No, that's the whole thing. They don't get angry. Okay? This is a destructive message being sent, I think, to men because it tells them wrongly, it gives them false permission to speak to women like that, and then when we do, the women tell us that we're not allowed to, and then they try to leave.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I want to get back to this thing about where you said you went and got her.
Yes, sir, I did. I went and got her because I told her, you know, and her name's Christina.
Okay.
I said, you know, you put on a lot of weight. You kind of, you know, I didn't say ugly, but I said, you know, you're getting uglier, or not getting uglier, but, you know, your face is getting, there's a lot of stuff that I'd like to see cleaned up about you, you know? Now, I did it the same way that dude on American Idol does it, Simon Cowell.
You know, Simon Cowell?
Simon Cowell, yeah.
Okay. What did you say?
I said to her, I said, Christina, honey, you and I, for us to be married as we wish in June, and I do want to marry you in June when the summer months approach and the harvest is in, you know, but you have to do some things, first of all. And I remember what Simon Cowell had said to the one gal that they had done, that they'd interviewed. He said, first of all, your weight's got to come off. Second of all, the dress is all wrong. Third, you know, your hair, your presentation's just a mess. And I took my inspiration from Simon Cowell. Okay.
Can I tell you something, man? That's a television show intended for the entertainment of the audience. All right.
Well, here again, we've got a problem. Maybe it's intended for the entertainment of the audience, but the women in the audience are not complaining about it. So therefore, you have to assume that the women agree with Simon Cowell and how Simon Cowell talked to them.
All right, so you, after seeing an American Idol where this guy, Mr. Cowell, had pretty well cut this woman down in terms of her appearance.
Yes, sir.
Then you approached your girlfriend, the same. The two of you have a baby together?
Oh, yes, we do. We have a little Jessica. She's 8 months old.
And you're not yet married?
No, we're going to do that. Pretty soon, we've planned this summer.
But, all right, but in anticipation of your wedding, you've told her that she needs some appearance makeover.
Yes, sir, I have. But I only did it after I seen Simon Cowell and Paul Abdul on the American Idol, like, tell this one woman, yeah, your butt, everything's bad. Yeah, you know, your voice is bad, your butt's too big, everything. How come I'm not allowed to, but they get to? I'll tell you why. Because it's wrong, and that will cause domestic violence, in my opinion.
Well, you mentioned you went and got your girlfriend left, and you went and, quote, got her. Did you force her back?
Well, no. I wasn't violent with her.
No, but I mean, you went and got her. Did you force her to come home with you?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, because I told her. But she wanted me to, see? She wanted me to force her to come home because she knew that what I had said was correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dave Oliva, studying to be a Los Angeles police officer. He's going to... You're not in the police academy yet, though.
I'm sorry?
You're not in the police academy yet.
No, sir, I'm not.
All right, here is Jessica. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva, Jessica.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I am calling... I don't agree with you with what you're saying. The fact that this is a television show and these people are trying to make it famous and they need to be... I mean, I know that they shouldn't be told what, like, that type of stuff. That isn't right. But you, as a man, should not tell your wife or your girlfriend.
How come they get to say it, though? See, that's what I'm saying. How come they get to say it?
But because that's what they get paid for. You don't get paid to do that. They get paid to do that kind of stuff.
I bring home the money. Well, I don't actually bring my wife's working mostly now, but. Well, what's the matter with that?
No, I'm talking about that is a reality show. It is
right. Reality. Reality.
It's for entertainment. It's not. I don't like American Idol, but it's for entertainment. It's not for people to take things from. You don't. You know. You don't take anything what Survivor does or.
Well, yeah. Sure you do. Sure you do. You can learn a lot about on the Survivor show about eating. You could eat dirt if you need to.
No, it's entertainment. That's ridiculous.
What do you mean it's entertainment? That's stupid. So, no, it's for my entertainment. Women stand up there and let guys tell them their butt's too big.
It's not. That's they are going
see?
To try to
yeah.
make it big
see?
In the celebrity world.
See, you can't argue against that.
No, but wait a minute.
Yes,
Jessica, Jessica's saying that those women need to take that kind of criticism in order to become successful.
Exactly. Yes. And women need to take criticism from their husbands in order to be presentable at the wedding, which will come in June after the harvest. What?
No, that's disrespectful.
No.
Well, she told you yes, that.
Oh, my God. This is a total stranger telling you your butt's too big, but your husband can't say it because he's being disrespectful?
He can't.
Well, how come a total stranger can?
Hey. That's because they know that they're going to be up there, and that's the type of stuff that's going to be said to them. But you are her husband, and you need to tell her she's beautiful and you love
why
her no matter
tell
what.
Her what
and
I get,
you don't tell her, what if she told you you were fat or you have a
little problem? That's the way it has. She will not say that. I'm the man. I'm the man. She will not say that to me.
Are you? What? You're the man?
I'm the man. She will not say that to me.
Oh,
but
yes,
I will tell you. What?
All
right. Look. Here's a question for you, Dave. You are saying that the American Idol show, is criticizing women. Why can't husbands have the same right?
Exactly. Why can't a husband say to his wife, "Hey, why don't you get your face like there's pimples and stuff?" You know, no, we can't do that because American Idol gets to do it.
All right.
What are you squealing for, baby?
That is ridiculous.
Squealing like
what? I cannot even believe
like you're in the barnyard, man.
Are you a male chauvinist pig?
You're the one squealing like the pig, not me.
All right, okay, okay, hold on.
You're squealing like a pig. You're squealing like a hoglet.
Oh, you're a jerk.
No, you're going, yee, and
you're
all
a
that.
Jerk.
I'm a jerk?
You're a jerk.
How can I be a jerk when I'm saying I want the same rights that Simon Cowell has, but you won't let me have that?
Unbelievable.
You can't even answer
tell you you're fat? Is that what you're saying?
No, this is about women who get on American Idol and are told that their butts
are.
Men
on American Idol too.
Not that many.
Well,
yes, there are. Who won the American Idol the last three times?
A girl did last time. Hello, God, man.
No,
yeah.
I believe Ruben Studdard or whatever won, and
man.
Then Clay Aiken won or whatever, and then and Kelly Clarkson.
It was a girl last year. I forget her name.
Okay, so
yeah, like Shaniqua or something, man.
Last couple, but the men have won.
I got to take a break. I got to take a break, Jessica. Thank you for calling 1-800-449-8686. Why do women allow total strangers on American Idol to speak to them disrespectfully about their weight, their appearance, their voice, and yet they won't allow their husbands the exact same right? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm studying to be LAPD. That's right. I'm going to be LAPD. Hey, how do you like me now? How do you like me now?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Did you go on the website, David?
Yes, I did. And on the website, okay, the year that Ruben Studdard, like, he didn't win. He lost. Okay, so I don't know what these women is talking about. Most of the finalists are females. And, like, you know, I just think it's wrong that they're letting us have a message that they'll stand there and have a smile on their face when Simon Cowell or the Jackson brothers or whatever, the guy's name.
It's called Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson tells them, yeah, you know what? You'd be really great if your butt wasn't the size of a basketball court. To me, that's ridiculous. And then when I try to say it, I'm called a pig and a male chauvinist pig.
Well, you articulated very well what your point is, Dave Oliva. But this has to do with your career as a police officer because you want to learn about domestic violence, right?
Yes, sir. What prompts it? I think American Idol is going to have a lot of people get their... A lot of women will be beat up because of that show.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Alexis, go ahead. You're on the air with Dave Oliva. Go ahead.
Hi there. Hi. First of all, he just made a comment that women are going to be beated up. I think right there that kind of tells all your callers that this man does not know what he's talking about. I don't think that the American Idol show gives anyone the idea that it's okay to disrespect women in any manner.
Are you kidding me? I mean, what does Simon Cowell do?
Can I please talk without you interrupting me?
Okay,
you
I thought we were having a conversation. Okay. I didn't know you were giving
Excuse
a speech.
Me? Excuse me.
I didn't know you were giving a speech.
You had your chance. Now is my turn.
If you're giving a speech, let me
you
go get my popcorn.
Your chance. Now is my turn, okay?
Can I pop some popcorn?
So,
what does that mean?
Saying, as a performer myself, and someone who has auditioned for American Idol, going into that competition, I knew that, and this is the entertainment business, that is what they are going to do. Because so much of the entertainment, of course, is based off of what people look like. Let's look at Britney Spears. Let's look at Jessica Simpson. These girls...
Hold on for a minute. Alexis, hold on. What are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing?
I'm opening up a can of soup.
Will you listen to the caller, please?
Yeah, well, she said to me, you know, yeah, you have to listen to me. So I thought I'd get some soup going.
I'm not worried about him in any man. I want your listeners to listen to what
so
I
you
need
were,
to say.
I want to ask you, Alexis, you were a contestant on American Idol.
Yes, I was.
And were you out of which state? What city? What part of the country were you out of?
I went to Cleveland, Ohio, but okay. I'm from New York.
All right. And you went to the audition.
Uh-huh.
And you experienced this critique, did you not, from these people?
Yes, I did, but not nearly what you see on television.
Hold on for a minute. I need for you to stop opening that can.
I'm opening up a can of chicken broth. God.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Can I ask, why doesn't she sing to prove it?
Will you let me talk to her, please, sir? All right, so you went through this critique, not with Simon Cowell or these people, a lesser board of people, is that it?
Yes, the producers of the show are the ones that actually they audition you first.
I got you.
You have to get through rounds of them in order to get to Simon. And
why don't you sing to prove that you were there?
Let me speak to her.
She said she was, but...
Can you sing, Alexis?
Of course I can sing, but do you really need me to sing right now?
Well, just a little something, like just three lines from your favorite song. You know, want me to just suggest one?
Pick a song. I'm trying to think of something that I can sing.
Who's a favorite artist of yours?
I'm trying to think. I'm definitely a Britney fan, but I'm trying to think of something else I could sing.
How about that song that I like, that little ballad she did, Sometimes I... Na, 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 you know that one?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, you don't like that song?
How about I sing... Oh, I'll sing something.
Why don't you sing what you did at the tryout to prove that you really...
Will you let me talk to her? Go ahead.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, I've been doing my own thing. Love has always had a way of having bad timing. But to my great surprise, as ever since I looked in your eyes, I've had one question for you.
That's beautiful.
Is that okay for now?
That's beautiful.
Mr. Henry, I think you're... First of all, she's white and she's trying to sound like she's dark. Secondly...
Will you please...
I'm mulatto, actually, to be
okay, and the other thing, How big is your butt? Okay, let's ask questions like that, because that's what they ask them.
All right, look at it.
Can I ask him a question? Does he have a six-pack? Is he a model? Because I'm sure that you're not.
Well, someday I do. I want to be LAPD. I want to be LAPD, so I think I'm ripped.
It doesn't mean that you're a model, sweetheart. It doesn't mean that you're a model and that you're anything to look at, because by what you're saying today and how you can't speak proper English, that's telling me that you don't have that much going for you, okay?
I want to be ripped because I want to be LAPD.
All right, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Dave Oliva with me. Dave is studying to be a police officer. He's on the line with me talking about American Idol, a program that he believes encourages violence against women. And the reason why you say that, Dave, and I'm going to try and articulate it for you if you don't mind, because that last lady, you used a word that was bad grammar. You said beat it up.
Well, okay, I mean, I'm not getting paid as an LAPD. If I become LAPD, I'm not going to be paid if I don't use good English. You know, I'm being paid to protect the lives and the safety of the citizens of Los Angeles, California, okay? All I'm saying is I don't need my job made tougher as an LAPD officer by American Idol telling guys to go out there and tell their woman that her butt's huge and she's probably got a pimple on it, she needs to pop. And
they don't say that, man. They don't say that at all, okay? Now, you're on their website.
Yeah, I am on the website right now, Mr. Henry. It says here, be prepared for very personal questions and comments about your... And there's the three things. About your vocal ability, about your appearance, and about your personal hygiene. And what does that mean? It means your breath, how your armpits smell, you know, feminine... areas and stuff. I mean, okay. And yet a total stranger named Simon Cow can tell that girl that we were just talking to, Alexis, hey, yeah, God, man, there's some FDS in the bathroom.
He doesn't say that. They don't even go there, man.
Well, but that's what they're saying on the website is maybe they can, you know?
And no, they're not, dude. They're saying it's a professional review of your performance and stage presence includes... the way you look and the way you dress. 1-800-449-8686. David, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, it's my second night listening to you. I just cannot figure out where you are getting these morons from. This guy is so stupid, man.
Oh, you really sound like a brain surgeon yourself, man.
Yeah, you're going to sit there and you're going to tell me you want to be an LAPD officer and you can't even distinguish the difference between a talk show and reality. Are you that stupid, man?
Dude, it's called a reality show. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, those people put under the gun because they're wanting a contract.
Dude,
they're going to take that abuse, okay? They realize that.
Well, why don't they take that abuse in a marriage, man?
What you need to realize is that you need to straighten up.
Hey,
you
dude,
have to take,
if
you
it's
have to
not
take a
such reality, man, how come they get paid and how come they get rich? Are you telling me that's a fantasy, too?
No, ooh, that might happen if they're good enough.
I think I scored one, man. Oh, yeah, I think I scored one, man. So, in other words, in your mind, man, it's all fantasy when they get paid and they get wealthy.
Hey, they all don't make it.
You, the one that does, man, they had to take the same grief, dude. And that guy's telling her, yeah, man, why don't you try douching?
No, he does not.
Man, come on now.
No, he does
listen, forget about that for a second. You're wanting to be a police officer, and you don't have any better sense than to say something like that. Are you
a police officer?
I was a constable for 3 years.
In what, England or something?
Oh, come on, man.
Well, what do you mean a constable, man?
As you take the same test that you're taking, and you're basically a part-time police officer.
They don't call them constables in America, man. That's why I know.
That's exactly what they call them, man.
You're lying,
man. You don't even know what you're talking about.
In some areas, they call them constables,
yes. You don't even know what you're talking about, man. When you take that psychological test, they find out you're dumb as a rock.
Hey, dude.
They're not
going
to let you be a police officer.
Hey, whatever, man. Hey, guess what? Hey, rent-a-cop. Yeah.
A rent-a-cop? No,
that's
I got
what
a
you
good...
was, man.
No, listen,
that's
man.
That's what you was, dude, and that I'm going to be LAPD, man, the best police force in America. You're
oh
just
my
jealous,
God.
Man.
You'll never make it. You're living a pipe dream, man.
Dude,
I'm
you're just
you're living
yeah,
a
man.
Pipe dream.
At least I'm living a pipe dream. You smoking out of a pipe, man.
Yeah,
what,
you
what's this dude laughing
job.
At, man?
All right, look it. Both of you guys, I'm not really sure what your points are.
My point is...
Well, look at David. You make a very good point when you say it's a game show, but Dave also makes a good point when he says, but that's not a fantasy. They're winning money. And
hey, man, did you remember to turn off the yellow light on top of your car?
The point I'm making, Phil, is this gentleman, he's going to base his whole way of thinking around a TV show. If he cannot figure it out any better, he does not need to be a police officer.
So, okay, let me ask you, are you married, man?
Yes, sir.
Okay, have you ever told your wife, hey, you know what, your butt's getting kind of big?
No, no way, man. I wouldn't tell her that. I don't want to hurt my wife's feelings.
So you live with a woman who's got a gargantuan butt?
No, I didn't say I had that problem.
Hey, dude,
but
let me ask you.
Certain issues, you don't necessarily
hey, dude,
want to
let me
say
ask
something
man.
Like that.
How does, it feel, to wear a sew-on badge?
Mm.
All right, okay. Well, thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Christina. Go ahead, Christina.
Hey, nothing personal against Dave. I'm sure there are cops that have worse grammar than he does. my point
oh,
is...
Oh,
why
all
focus,
of a sudden everybody here is William F. Buckley, huh?
Why focus on you know, American Idol only? There's so many other...
Do you know what the
shows.
Word lugubrious means?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what the word lugubrious means?
No, what is that?
It means mournful or sorrowful. So I know a word that I use in everyday usage, and you don't. My grammar's bad? You don't
right.
even have a vocabulary.
That's
all right,
fine.
Let's move on to Catherine. Catherine, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I was just wondering how you could possibly think that a television show could, like, dictate anything, like, to real life.
Because when I watched American Idol and Ryan Seaman and all those people are saying, you know...
Ryan Seaman, his name's Seacrest.
Okay, Ryan Seacrest is telling all those women, hey, yeah, you know, your voice is okay, but your butt's too big, your face is all horrific.
But so, they are performers, and look, this person is your wife. You are somebody that you are in a relationship with.
Right.
Someone that you are at home with.
Right.
Someone that you see in a day-to-day life. Not somebody who's on the television. Not somebody who is packaged as a Britney Spears wannabe.
But don't you understand
you know, there's
that
a total stranger
can tell you your butt's too big, but your husband can't? That's insanity.
No, your husband can, but you don't have to be a total asshole about it.
That's insanity. Because...
No,
you don't have to... Hey, how does your husband say to you, okay, Catherine, you know, your butt's widening out pretty drastically. How does he say that?
Hey, maybe, you know, let's go out and, you know, take a couple walks around the block or something, you know?
And then you'll say, how come? And then he'll say, because your butt's large?
Yeah, well then, you nip the problem, you know?
Well,
get the problem done.
Then there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he told you your butt was large.
But see, the whole thing about, like, American Idol and everything, but you don't have to be, like, a total...
Jerk
about it. Exactly. And you don't have to, like, come off as
what did you say to your
taking it from the TV show, you know?
What did you say to your girlfriend that made her leave?
I said to her, because her name's Christina, right? I said to Christina, man, it's getting kind of toilet sloppy. Okay?
You said what?
I said her butt was getting toilet sloppy. Well, what are you laughing about? What are you laughing about, man?
Oh, my God. Okay. I am laughing that she's even with you. Oh,
Simon Cowell gets to say it?
I've never heard Simon Cowell say your butt's toilet sloppy. God!
Okay, forget it, then.
Yes,
forget I even brought it up.
All right, Catherine, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Forget I brought it up, man.
Yeah, okay, I'll forget you brought it up. Simon Cowell told somebody on the show...
I heard him say it, something like that. He told one black girl, jeez, you need a little work in the backyard, man. I heard him tell one guy, you got more rolls than a bakery. Then I heard him tell a midget...
All right, see you later, man. Dave Oliva. Well, coming up next hour, Lloyd Bonafide, he's got a problem with Terri Schiavo and the perpetual smile she has on her face. God. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
My girlfriend, it's your fault, man.
It's not my fault. You're the guy that came on the program and said that it was American Idol. It's not my fault.
Okay, because everybody laughed at me, and I beat up my girlfriend. It's their fault.
Why?
Because they're telling me on American Idol it's okay for me to say she's got a big button, and everybody calling up and saying, no, I can't. And on top of that, they said I got bad grammar and everything. And I want to be LAPD. I want to protect their lives, and yet they tell me...
Last word. He wasn't allowed to use that. Sorry. Okay, good luck to you there, Dave, being LAPD. I told her that her butt was too big and she had to have something done with her face. Well, hey, they do it on American Idol. Anyway, I was looking at the American Idol website, and all of these kids, you know, they audition in these different towns. Now, who's the one here? This girl, her name is... Is it Mikala Gordon, right? And that damn show's on again tonight? Every night, man. They know when they got a good thing. You remember when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was on 58 million nights a week? It ain't on no more, is it? It's kind of on every now and again, but, oh, God, that was the beginning. That was the beginning. All of a sudden, the floodgates opened. Someone said... Let's try this show. Let's just put on a damn game show. And it was right back to the 1960s, man. Game shows every night. They put on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 5 nights a week. Then came Survivor. And that was compelling. All the stuff they were doing, eating rat meat. And that gay guy. And he was messing with people's heads. Remember that dude, Richard Hatcher? And he was screwing around with everyone's head, and he was nude half the time, and it was all a very gay, nude thing that he was doing. It was a sadistic gay nude thing, though. He was nude and gay, and yet it was mind control. A gay nude guy controlling all these straight guys' minds. When has that ever happened in your life, other than the fact the other night when you were with your friends, bud?
Ha, ha, ha.
And then came... Oh, then The Bachelor, then The Great American Race, and then came, what else? What was after that? Then The Bachelorette. And then it was everything. My Famous Dwarf Wedding and all the stuff. And then A Simple Life. And then, I forget the Osbournes. The Osbournes were very rapidly after, you know, Survivor, I think. They were like early on. And then American Idol. And now, you know, these kids are stars. Now, here's this gal who was singing the other night. I just want to see what the songs are that they're singing. And they have, who's your favorite artist? Alicia Keys. Who's your idol? My mother. Do you have a ritual before you go on stage? I pray, I call my mother, and I go pee. Your most embarrassing moment. I was at a party. I went to the bathroom. When I came out, my friend said my skirt was stuck in my panties. Oh, my God. What has been your proudest moment in life so far? Making the top 24 of American Idol. And what's your definition of an American Idol? And she says, me. And then, yes, she does. What would people be surprised to learn about you? The fact that I hate Jews. How has this changed your life? Not much. Do you have any lucky charms? Yes, I have a shrunken head from Auschwitz. Who are your heroes in life? And on it goes. Who are your heroes in life? I just told you, you douche. My mother. They asked the question twice. Who's your American Idol? My mother. Who's your hero? My mother. What's been your toughest obstacle in life so far? Switching sexes. I used to be Bernie Schwartz. And, here's a shock. The divorce of my parents. Is there any kids out there that their parents stay together? You know, I said to my stepson, and I got 4 stepkids, I was dropping him off at a friend's house one night. And he was going to do a sleepover, and I said... Okay, dude, where's the house? Right here, man. Okay, cool. Who's that at the door? Oh, that's his stepdad. And I just said to him, I said, Chris, dude, when you go out into the world and you get married, the day you decide to get married, stay married to her. Come what may, man. will you? I think we've had enough of stepdads and stepmoms. Not that there's anything wrong with them. I happen to be one. But the poor, I feel so freaking bad for the kids, I want to cry. Stepdad over here, the mom's down here, my dad's got me on weekends. Oh, get lost. I know it's hard. I shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway, because I don't care. You get kids, you got a whole other ball game now, babe. You better stay with that woman. I don't give a crap how unhappy you are. If you win, who will you thank first? God, then my mother, and then me. But I'm not sure the order yet. All right, thanks a lot, hon. American Idol, Michaela Gordon, and by the way, she gets voted off tonight, but you won't know that until later. 1-800-449-8686. She sang that song, Young Hearts Run Free. I bet you it sounded better coming out of her mouth than Rod Stewart's. What do you think, bud?
Yeah, it's all messed up.
Thanks. Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up, we have Lloyd Bonafide will be joining us on the Phil Hendry Show. Actually, that song is "Young Hearts Run Free Tonight." It's actually a song called "Young Turks," and was sung by Rod Stewart. And it's a song that is, I think, should be a younger person singing the song. That's why I thought that chick singing it, I shouldn't say chick, the young lady singing it was probably a better thing. Harvey Wireman joins us. You've represented an awful lot of performers over the years, haven't you, Harvey?
I've represented a great many young performers, and I've represented contestants on the American Idol show. And I take exception to your... What do you mean Young Turk should be sung only by a young person?
I thought Rod Stewart sounded like a jackball singing it.
Rod Stewart sounded like a jackball. Why?
Well, guys, I mean, get out of here with that guy anyway, okay? I mean, it's a song about, young hearts be free,
First of all, don't try singing it, Phil, because, I've just had my epilepsy medicine for the evening. I hear your voice, it's liable to bore a whole new neuron pathway through my brain, and that could trigger a seizure. Secondly, let me see here, I'll sing it. Listen how wonderful. Billy left his home with a dollar in his pocket and a head full.
You're right, man?
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real cool song for you to sing. Your epileptic fit, dude, probably was triggered by your own singing, not me. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Wait, hold on. Billy left home and he had a pocket knife. Patty packed her bag. She left...
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models.